Meditieren, Yoga, Joggen, nichts entspannt mich.
Echt? Mich entspannt meine Steuer total.
Steuer? Wie Finanzamt? Die Steuererklärung?
Ja, ich habe ganz locker über 1000 Euro zurückbekommen.
Hast du geheime Connections oder Excel-Superkräfte?
Nö, nur die Wieso-Steuer-App.
Wow, und das ist einfach?
Klar, die macht fast alles automatisch.
Ich fühle mich plötzlich so entspannt.
Hol dir dein Geld zurück. Abgabefrist 31. Juli.
Was?
Schaffst du ganz entspannt mit Wieso-Steuer?
Ach, ja.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Steve is intrigued by the paranormal.
Otherworldly spirits really make a house a home, you know?
Janice has different taste.
I'd like my house to not be haunted.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Steve and Janice found a renovated Victorian that's only haunted from 9 to 5.
Okay, wife's home. Y'all gotta bounce.
Bye, Steve.
Bundling without compromise at Geico.com.
I love butter. Don't you go knocking butter.
Big fan of butter. Yeah.
Butter makes everything better.
Real butter.
Real butter.
There are several foods to me that are just butter delivery systems. Like literally.
Oh, yeah.
No, many.
Like lobster.
Like baked potatoes.
Bread.
Bread. Any kind of bread. Yeah, it's just a butter delivery system.
I'm with you on the lobster thing, Christy. I don't think lobster without the butter would be.
Actually, I eat lobster without butter.
Of course you do.
I do too. I like the taste of lobster.
I can't imagine.
Yeah, and you eat popcorn without the butter.
I do too.
I do. Yeah. Thank you, Josh.
Oh, God. Why don't you guys just set up housekeeping right now? And
do you find yourself at the beginning of movies getting upset if it gets real quiet? Or you're going,
yes.
And then people start looking. Hey, it's a movie. You're supposed to eat popcorn.
Last movie I went to, the couple behind me had gone and gotten tacos before.
Oh,
they and that's during metal. The movie, and the murderer is,
and that'll reek up an auditorium.
Well, of course it will.
I had the incident last week where I was the only one in the theater, literally the only one.
Now was that before or after you were seated?
This was before the movie started. I got there early.
He's implying you sat down and other people.
No, I got there early. Other people showed up later, but I was there quite early.
And by yourself?
I was by myself. It was in the middle of the day.
Tom doesn't go to the movies by himself.
I love going to the movies by myself.
He finds it pathetic and awful.
Well, I can't decide. Am I going to watch this film or...
I go to the movies by myself.
I love
sometimes.
Going by myself. But seriously, I'm in this huge theater by myself.
Uh-huh.
And a man walks in and sits directly behind me.
Oh!
Yeah.
Directly.
That wasn't the air conditioner leaking?
You know, I'm like most people. I was wondering which way you were going to go with it.
Now, granted, I was in the middle of the theater, and I was probably in the best seats, but we did have more people come in, but I was tempted to move. Should I have moved? Do I stay? Do I hold my ground? What do I do?
I don't know. Yeah,
I would have moved. Yep.
Did you hear this? I don't. Will this pick it up?
No.
Didn't get it.
No,
it was perfect.
Didn't get it.
But it just seemed weird to me.
It's very weird.
Yeah.
I went and saw The Prestige once by myself.
I love that movie.
Yeah, so it's about magic, right?
Right.
And so it was just me, and then two women came in. They sat directly behind me. Oh. And then every time a magic trick happened, they would go, that's amazing. It's a movie. They had the flower in it. They had cut. They put a flower in his hand and said, action. It wasn't actual magic.
Oh, I had the elderly women that were sitting two seats away from me to the right that came in later that spoke. They talked the whole movie. The whole movie.
Hmm. Yeah, going to the movie.
So the guy that sat behind you, did he like lean over and go, hey, sugar.
No.
Want some
what
popcorn?
Movie was it?
Sugar? Is that your creepy name? Is that your creepy name the creepy guy uses?
I forget if this is butter or not.
Oh, gotcha.
It was just weird. It made
how do we get from the butter sculpture? Oh, I know.
Because we're talking about butter and popcorn.
Did you see the thing last year about because we had the cheese sculpture done, and then right after that there was a cheese sculpture done of Vladimir Putin.
Oh.
Remember that? Mm-hmm.
What did they end up doing with that? Serving
well,
it?
They were serving
it.
No, they were serving it, oddly enough, on Ritz crackers. So technically it was Putin on the Ritz.
I love how far we'll go sometimes.
Not me, Kimasabi.
Sorry.
That was such
no, there
a
really
long
was
journey.
A cheese sculpture of Putin. I'm not
yeah,
kidding.
Yeah.
We had the story last year. Sorry. I'm back.
The
United States Soccer Federation presents the U.S. Soccer Podcast.
The place where I, Megan Klingenberg, a World Cup expert, teaches you everything that you need to know for this summer's World Cup.
How special is it that we've been able to follow this young group of guys?
It's been such a roller coaster of emotions.
I think you can feel the intensity.
Quite a bit of time, energy, effort, everything along the way on these guys making the country proud. And I think they will this summer.
The U.S. Soccer Podcast, presented by Henkel. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.